has spoken, what he has said. I came to this service needing to hear from God. And, you know, when you ask God to speak to you, it might not always be the way that you're prepared to hear him. I'll never forget a message Brother Gans preached one time when the voice came from heaven and said, "This is my beloved son." And some heard the voice, some said an angel spoke, and some said it thundered. If we're not in tune with this, he that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. If I'm not in tune with the Spirit, Brother Jason Pepper, it might just sound like thunder. It might just sound like noise. What does the Scripture say? Every voice, there are many voices in the world, none without significance. Every voice that you hear, there's a significance to it. And we need to know what voice it is that's speaking so that we know what direction to go and what action to take and what direction not to go and what action not to take. God made himself real to me in this service tonight. Standing right over here, I said, "Lord, I need you to speak to me. I need you to speak to me." And I'm not magnifying Brother Pepper, but he came behind me and stood behind me. Did not speak a word that I understood coming out of his mouth. But as he was praying in the Holy Ghost, God was revealing to me what he was saying. If you'll listen, God will talk to you. "Well, preacher, I can't hear God. Is there too much stuff in your life that's cluttering God's voice? Are there too many other voices? Is there too much static coming in? Is there any kind of interference? Is there anything between you and the signal?" Yeah. You go into it. I don't have the greatest signal here. I don't like AT&T, but that's who I'm with. And it doesn't work everywhere. Go to South Florida and AT&T doesn't hardly work. But it works a lot of places in the mid. But you go in a metal building and a lot of times you can't get any signal. Why is it? Because there's something solid between you and the signal. I want to ask you tonight, is there something between you and the signal? Is there something between you and the voice? I just felt like sharing that with you tonight. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit. Notice that Spirit, in every time it says that in the book of Revelation, it's capital S. 1 John chapter 4 says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit." See how kindly he said that? "Beloved." Now listen. "Believe not every spirit." Don't just be, what was it, James, that said, as children, blown about by every wind of doctrine. Know your doctrine and know the voice of God, because the voice of God will always confirm the doctrine. And the doctrine will always line up with the voice of God. Try the spirits. How do I try the spirits? Do I try to see, well, does this line up with what the Lord said last time? Does this line up with how I'm feeling today? No. Try the spirits. How? By the doctrine. By the word of God. If you need God to speak to you, if you'll get in a quiet place, push everything else out of the way. God spoke to my heart and lifted a 100-pound weight off my shoulders tonight. If you're carrying something around, you need to hear from God. I said, you need to hear from God. That's all I've got for you here tonight. Let's stand. I'm going to turn this back to the pastor. I just felt like sharing that with you here tonight.